proclamation number 4777 dated the November 10th, 1949. New banishment of the spirits. Salvation in one era. The most severe punishment for any spiritual being that has already lived embedded as a human being on earth, is to be placed into hardest matter. Countless creations are proof that untold beings have to start their process of development again. As long as there are spirits in need of development, material creations will also exist to serve as carriers for the spiritual substance and, due to their usefulness and different external forms, depending on their shape and more or less hard substance, will enable it to develop. As long as these creations do not cease to exist, the spirit is not yet released either. It is possible for the spirit to evolve from hardest matter to a human being in the course of one period of salvation. This opportunity is available. But it requires the surrender of resistance within a specific length of time, which is just as possible but very often fails due to the spiritual substance's obstinacy, which is so God-opposing at first, that an eternity can pass until its resistance is broken or has lessened. And this resistance is demonstrated by creations which, to the human eye, appear to remain unchanged, often throughout an infinitely long time. Creations, which effectively form the earth's crust, which have to be forcefully dissolved through divine will if the spirits are to be provided with an opportunity for higher development. Consequently, one period of salvation does not suffice for this spiritual substance. Nevertheless, at the end of this era it can sense the turmoil in the universe and then will surge towards a new transformation of its own accord. The resistance to God will decrease because it senses God's enormous strength and might, and God will take its needs into account, and at the end of an era will dissolve all creations. This signifies a turning point for the spiritual substances which had been bound in inactivity within the earth through an eternity. The spiritual substance will now be willing to be of service and will subsequently be placed into an external form which, at first, will only permit minimal activity. Thus the process of development above earth begins and will, with certainty, also lead to the embodiment as a human being, albeit only after a long period of time. This is an additional explanation about the forthcoming final destruction of Earth, which is part of the eternal plan of salvation, and even though many people's lives will fall victim to it, it will nevertheless be a release for the spiritual substance which ardently awaits its new transformation. Amen.